Last night on the evening news, we spoke with Philadelphia Daily News reporter Will Bunch about Wednesday night's Democratic presidential debate, in which Bunch blasted ABC moderators Charles Gibson and George Stephanopoulos for some of the questions they asked. We mentioned that Bunch asked Barack Obama about high Bush officials being accused of breaking laws, and would he aggressively prosecute them during a meeting earlier in the week. Here's part of the Q&A that occurred at an editorial meeting at the Daily News that is Monday with Will Bunch and Barack Obama.
Has to do in a way with Republicans and some revelations in the news in the last week about the issue of torture or enhanced interrogation. There have been news reports that discussions of these interrogation techniques took place at the highest levels of the White House, that cabinet secretaries and even the vice president were involved in some of these discussions. Now, I know you've talked about reconciliation and moving on, but there's also the issue of justice. And a lot of people, certainly around the world, and certainly a lot of people within this country, feel that crimes were possibly committed both in this issue involving torture and issues of rendition, also some of the related issues like legal wiretapping. And I'm wondering, if you become president, how would your Justice Department perceive these actions that took place in the Bush administration? Would your Justice Department aggressively go after and investigate whether crimes were committed in some of these violations of constitutional law that many people believe took place?
What I would want to do is to have my Justice Department and my Attorney General immediately review the information that's already there and to find out, are there inquiries that need to be pursued? I can't prejudge that because we don't have access to all the material right now. I think that you are right. If crimes have been committed, then they should be investigated. You're also right that I would not want my first term consumed by what was perceived on the part of Republicans as a partisan witch hunt, because I think we've got too many problems that we've got to solve.
WMNF also asked Philadelphia Daily News reporter Will Bunch, what does he think will happen in next Tuesday's highly anticipated primary election?
And my sense, just living here, is that Obama is making some headway, whether it's going to be enough to overcome, you know, kind of the huge lead the Clintons started out. And, you know, the Clintons, Hillary Clinton and her husband, Bill Clinton in particular, really worked this state during the 90s and were very popular here. You know, and given that, I mean, obviously she's going to come into this thing with a large base and with a big lead. And, you know, I think Obama steadily cut into that. I mean, I think while there's been a lot of focus on specific, you know, so-called gaffes and incidents, I think generally speaking, I think the issue of Clinton's credibility has been just kind of a steady drain. And, it's, you know, the Bosnia thing was important, but I think it's been a lot of things. And also, when I say her credibility, I think I also mean just the way that she's conducted her campaign. It's been more negative. And I think a lot of Democratic voters don't want to see that kind of negative campaign. And I think they're actually, you know, I mean, given the fact that Clinton is behind in the national race, I think she feels that was the kind of campaign she had to run because she needs a big victory. And, you know, and people are reacting to it negatively. So, you know, Obama's making a lot of progress. I mean, the other point I would make is a scenario I could really see happening is Clinton winning the popular vote here in Pennsylvania by a few percentage points, and we see a virtual tie in a number of delegates. The way the delegates are allocated here in Pennsylvania, it's heavily weighted towards the eastern side of the state, and particularly the Philadelphia area, which is where Obama's the strongest. So he's going to win a good number of delegates in the congressional districts that have the most delegates to give. So you might see Clinton rack up some big numbers in western Pennsylvania and rural Pennsylvania in some areas where there aren't as many delegates to be awarded. So don't be surprised if Clinton wins but doesn't really win because the delegates come out the same.